Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
The assistant coach for your Chicago Bulls, John Bryant, is with us. John, thank you for joining us. I hope you're enjoying this beautiful day.
Yes, I am. Thank you, Lisa, for having me.
And congratulations on the win last night, coach.
Yes, it's still preseason, very early days.
You know, as a fan, we like one in the W column.
Of course, a win is always better than a loss, for sure.
And before we get to how Alzheimer's has touched your life, what about this kid from Hinsdale? Is it Matas Bazelis? Is that it?
Yes, that's very good. Yes, a little Lithuanian flavor with a little Chicago flair. He is. Wow, what a game he had last night. It's always fun to have a hometown kid,
yeah,
you know, with the Bulls. And so it's something our fans should root for sure.
Absolutely. Andy is our sports anchor today, and he was trying to teach me how to correctly pronounce his name. And he said he obviously needs a little weight. You're going to have to put some weight on him, right?
I think so, but, you know, he's 19, so, yeah, you know, couple more chocolate milks, he'll be fine.
And he didn't do college. He went to the G League, and didn't you play in the G League?
I played in the G League and coached in the G League for 5 seasons.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So I know it's a good head start for the NBA, and he's well on his way.
And was your dad available to witness your success and see what you had accomplished?
Yes. He was with us when I became an assistant coach in the G League. Saw a little bit when I was an assistant in the NBA, but, you know, my children have grown up a little bit, so I've missed him to ask him in these moments, these fatherly moments where I wish I could just talk to him. But, you know, as I had my first child, my first boy, he was already showing signs of dementia and Alzheimer's, and so I didn't get those moments to kind of pick his brain on certain things.
Yeah, that's so hard. I'm so sorry about your loss. I know it's tough caring for someone with Alzheimer's and watching what you know is a progression that will not be reversed. And I applaud you for walking in the Walk to End Alzheimer's in Chicago and for raising money, because this cause is important to you. So talk to me about your dad's journey.
Well, let me just say, we miss you this year. I have learned that you always lead a team.
I do.
So I cannot wait to meet you in person and walk with you next year.
Yes, I had a family wedding. Otherwise, I would have absolutely been there, but it was a great day and a lot of money was raised.
I mean, listen, there's over 3,000 participants, 439 teams. You know, we've raised a lot of money. There's $1 million. We're trying to reach the goal of 1.6. I just want to say, you know, I felt the vibes as soon as I set foot on Soldier Field. I felt my father was with me. I felt like he walked with me, my wife, and my kids, and a couple of friends, and other coaches that came to support. And you know, what a cause,
right,
as you know.
Right.
As
I mean, you know, 7 million Americans age 65 and older are living with Alzheimer's. And the great thing about the Walk to End Alzheimer's is everyone is given a flower. And that signifies whether you are a person that's been diagnosed, whether you're a caregiver. And everybody is there. And there are smiles. There's nothing sad about it. It's actually a celebration of life, right?
It is a celebration, and it was fun. I was able to get on stage during the call and response moment, you know, that we just talked, you know, of the different groups represented. And wow, just I'm speechless. I was speechless up there, and just it was a joyous moment to really celebrate this cause.
Yeah, absolutely. It really is a chance for the community to come together, because I feel like we're getting close. And the Alzheimer's Association will tell you we are getting close to seeing big changes when it comes to this disease, because, you know, my husband's mother died of it. And because my husband at the time was divorced and, you know, the only sibling that didn't, you know, have, you know, a whole family to take care of. His daughter was grown. He became the caretaker, and that is a very tough role. And with that, I know he's obsessed with the Mediterranean diet because he worries that that might be his future. And I think anyone who has a parent who dies of Alzheimer's, it's not certain that's your future, but it certainly weighs on you, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, my mother was my father's caretaker towards the last few years of his life. And so to your point, my father had Alzheimer's, my granddaddy and grandmother had Alzheimer's. And so what you just said really resonated with me. I've changed my diet to the Mediterranean diet. I don't eat meat. I don't wear deodorant with aluminum in it. I do everything I can do to research what I can do. What's my part to be around for my wife and my kids?
Yeah. And I'm John, I'm married to a farmer. He will not eat meat. He does not eat meat anymore. He grew up on a farm raising animals. He's like, no, do not serve me meat. And we know these things because of the research the Alzheimer's Association has done, right?
Yes, and we are close, but, you know, we can always use some help. We can always use volunteers. And, you know, it's not just a ploy for donations, but, you know, every penny counts, and it could save lives, literally. And people can also register for next year's walk, which they can start registering at the top of the year. And they can just go to alz.org/walk. And, you know, we are always looking for people like us who support and have been affected by this disease.
Yeah. And you know what? There are still walks going on throughout Illinois. This is John Bryant. He's the assistant coach for the Chicago Bulls. He participated in September in the Chicago walk. But throughout Illinois, there are still walks happening. So you can volunteer. You can walk. Just go to alz.org/walk. I'm so appreciative that you are behind this cause. And like I said, Andy Mazur is in our sports department right now. And Andy, before we let John go, you got a Bulls question for him?
No, I was just curious. I mean, it's tough to tell what's going on in the preseason, but you do get a better idea as the preseason goes on of what you're going to have for the regular season, right?
Yeah. I mean, especially with the younger players who haven't had the experience, you know, with DeMar and Alex out of and on and moving on to other teams, we now can play some of our younger players. And I think Coach Donovan has done a tremendous job with getting this group and getting confidence and getting us together. And I don't know if you were able to watch last night's game. We're playing a little bit faster. And so I think fans will be excited at our style of play and what we're going to put on the floor every night.
John, I'm excited that you are so committed to the Alzheimer's Association. Thank you for sharing your story. I know it's always, you know, sometimes hard to talk about the loss of a parent like that, but I appreciate you doing that. And I appreciate the support that you give to an organization that so many of us feel so strongly about.
Thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it.
And go Bulls!
Go Bulls. Here we go.
Yeah, here we go. That is John Bryant, the assistant coach for your Chicago Bulls. If you want to get involved, alz.org/walk.